Welcome to Fiercely Authentic. My name is Natalie Gifford, and I'm here to help you lean into your most authentic self. If you're looking to explore the hard things, navigate through your healing, and be empowered by knowing you are not alone, you have found the right place. I'm here to walk you through your healing and hard stuff with you, to encourage you to grow and expand outside your self-imposed limitations, and to realize that you are worth your very best. I want this podcast to be a safe place to explore our most precious relationship, the one that we have with ourselves. In doing so, allowing our outside connections to be strengthened and free ourselves to live our best lives. Welcome to Fiercely Authentic. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hello, hello, my Fiercely Authentic family. Man, has it been a minute. Whew, I don't know even where to start to catch you up on me. Life blew up, literally, and figuratively, and subconsciously, and emotionally, checking all the boxes. But because of where I'm at in my journey, and a TikTok I just seen that resonated so strong with me, I had to jump back on here and talk to my friends, my fiercely authentic family. I do want to get this rolling again. But the subject of today's episode is peace is expensive. It really and truly is. Excuse me. The TikTok that resonated with me, that was the subject line for them. And the examples they gave is like, you know, we celebrate or push this idea, go get your bag, sis, you know, focus on yourself, you know, pursue your peace, all that, and which that is great. That is the goal. But what we don't talk about enough is how expensive that is. So just to give you a little insight into why this resonated so much with me is I just went through a divorce. Excuse me. I just went through a divorce and it was messy. I mean, it wasn't as messy as some divorces can be. It was more of like emotional battles and whatnot. I was trying to fight my way out of internal mental cycles that allowed history to repeat itself while still being actively pursued and emotionally, mentally abused by my ex, because we do share a child, so he will forever have access to me. And I can't tell you the amount of time and the many nights, the hours and hours and hours of just gut-wrenching sobbing of fighting for, you know, this ideal of peace. In my experience, I walked away from a very financially stable man who, you know, was making real good money and basically had, you know, us set up in a sense for our future. And I use the term us very loosely. I walked away from that. I walked away from a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home. I walked away from, or thought I was walking away from friendships that came through that relationship, that were built from that relationship. I walked away from what everybody from the outside looking in would say was essentially a perfect life, but it wasn't. I did all that to save myself, to save my emotional state, to save the healing that I had worked so hard and fought so hard to achieve prior to going into that relationship. And, you know, obviously that relationship revealed I had a long way to go, but to salvage what improvement I had already done from what had already happened to me in my life, I had to walk away. I had to walk away from a two-parent household with my child to save him and his mental state. You know, from my perspective and my experience, what was going on was already affecting him. Was already affecting him. I don't believe in the ideal of staying together for the kids. I mean, maybe it'll work if both parties can just shut up and be semi-healthy and non-toxic with each other, to, you know, emotionally and spiritually and energetically support their children. But we couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. I can only speak for myself. I couldn't do that. And so instead of putting my son through that turmoil, I chose this path. And I say this to people all the time, you know, when we're talking. Divorce is hard. Marriage is hard. Both of them come with their difficulties and their trials and tribulations, and you have to choose your hard. But in my journey, I was the only one choosing my marriage from my perspective, and I couldn't do that. So I chose divorce. And that's been going on. We finalized in January, so we're rolling into a year of being divorced, you know, 2 years separate, a year divorce. And I'm still battling. I'm still fighting for peace. There are things that you cannot heal from unless you experience them again. And unfortunately, in my marriage, I started experiencing them again, and I didn't have a partner who wanted to see that what was happening was basically trauma responses, because he had his own shit he was dealing with, basically trauma responses. And if we could recognize it for what it is and evaluate it together and fight for each other together, we could have made it. But I from, like I said, from my perspective, I was the only one doing that. So even though mentally and emotionally speaking, I'm far better off than I was while I was in that situation, it cost me a lot to get here. Now, you know, I'm single income home, challenges of child support and stuff. Even if you get child support, which, you know, I won't discuss that path. Just ladies, if you're thinking about this, just make sure you have a good lawyer. even if you are receiving some sort of financial support, you are by yourself in this. Financially speaking, emotionally supporting your child or children, you're by yourself in this while you're trying to heal, and then having to deal with the person that you're trying to heal from because he's the father of your child. It's expensive. Peace is tough. And I had to fight even harder because being stuck in those cycles, I was even still allowing some of the control and abuse to continue to happen, even though I had left, because I thought I was doing, quote unquote, what was best for my kid. But I finally had to wake up one day, and thankfully I was surrounded by, you know, good friends, and I didn't lose my friends that I had made through the relationship. And everybody's been very supportive, and it does take a village, and I do have a great village, and my best friend especially, you know, was telling me, you gotta set your boundaries, you gotta enforce them, you know. Yeah, what's best for the kid, for your child, is having both parents, but that's both parents healthy. And unfortunately, in my experience, the behaviors that was coming from his father was not healthy. It felt more like he was utilizing my child to continue control tactics on me. And that's not beneficial to anybody, especially a child. So even through that process, I still had some healing and learning to do, and still had to pay, a heavy, hefty cost to fight for that peace and earn that peace by making decisions that I'm going to have to explain to my child later. He's going to question, and I open and I welcome that. He's even starting questioning them now, and he's only 5. He'll be 6 in December. One of the things that I've done since the beginning is I've been very, very honest with Paxton, with my son. Very honest. Age appropriate, of course, and trying to break it down to his level or in a fashion that he can understand, but I don't hide anything. I don't really sugarcoat much of anything. I'm very honest. And when he asks me those questions, even to this day, I just very bluntly explained to him that mommy and daddy couldn't love you correctly when we lived in the same house. So mama got her own house so we can love you better. But the heartbreak of having your child ask you these questions is another price, is another hefty, hefty price to pay. And those questions aren't going to stop. They're going to continue as he grows and goes into different phases of his own life and level of understanding of what's going on around him. He's going to have questions, and I welcome that. And there is a heavy toll, emotional, heartbreaking toll, especially to us mothers, explaining why he doesn't, get to live with his dad right now. And that's, I chose to pay that price to ensure my mental and emotional peace. So that's a dive into what's going on with me personally, but also kind of giving examples of the point of what I wanted to talk about in this episode is that, yes, peace and mental health, mental and emotional stability and resilience, building that up is always going to be worth it, but it is so fucking expensive. So if you're on that journey and things are hard and it doesn't seem quite peaceful in that moment, that means you're heading the right direction. Healing hurts. Healing hurts from physical wounds all the way down, and especially emotional and spiritual wounds. Healing hurts, but it's always, always worth it. So I encourage you to continue your journey. I encourage you to stay on that path, no matter how much it hurts. Surround yourself with good people that love you, that will continue to point you in the direction of healing, in the path of healing, but maybe hold you up sometimes when you need it, because you do need it. We were not designed or meant to experience, journey through this human experience alone. I don't care how tough you think you are. We were not designed to be alone. You have got to have good, solid tribe, a good, solid village around you. And when I say good, I mean people who have earned their place there. So I send to you all the love, all the positive thoughts and prayers as you're walking through this journey. I'm right there with you. But it's always going to be worth it. So keep going. Because remember, you are worth your very best.
Thank you for joining me today. I am so proud of you for facing the hard things. Please like and subscribe to my podcast, and don't forget to be your fiercely authentic self.